be set to join the race for the Democratic nomination. White House Director of Communications Stephanie Grisham telling the Fox Business Network, whoever the ultimate candidate will be will lose against the president. This is one Democratic frontrunner response.
Elizabeth Warren, she tweeted, "Welcome to the race, Mike Bloomberg. If you're looking for policy plans that will make a huge difference for working people and which are very popular, start here." And obviously, she's talking about her calculator for billionaires. No comment yet from Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders about the widening field.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. And a Buffalo Wild Wings employee is dead. At least 10 people sickened after being exposed to a strong chemical cleaning agent at a restaurant in Burlington, Massachusetts. America is listening to Fox News.
Duncan, the Sun Predictathon is on my Facebook page. Go do it.
Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Boy, it's a bit brisk out there. We just got the new 8 o'clock report from the airport. North wind at 19, gusting to 25. Yeah, that is the cool air that is funneling into the state of Alabama right now. Breezy, much cooler today with a high temperature up to about 58. Those gusty north winds at 12 to 22, which are now stronger than that, will die down tonight. Gradual clearing, overnight low 36, a little frosty by dawn in the morning. Cool sunshine tomorrow, high 61. up in Tuscaloosa, it doesn't even make it out of the 50s, I don't think. I think it stays in the 50s. And by the end of that game in Tuscaloosa, it's cold. 30s again tomorrow night. And then a little warmer by Sunday afternoon, upper 60s. That'll feel nice. Near 70 on Veterans Day. I think we're dry during the day, but maybe some showers on Monday night before that Arctic cold front moves through the state. And that's the one that will deliver drastically colder air as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday. And I think even Thursday is chilly. I mean, I don't think we make it out of the 40s on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oof.
And we're near 50 on Thursday. So a drastic change, and it's too early in the season for that kind of nonsense. Right now this morning, it's mostly cloudy and 53 with that wind gusting to 25 here at 8:06. And, you know, we got game day tomorrow, okay? And right now I want to talk to you about Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. Now, let's say you have six people coming to the house tomorrow, and you have not decided on what you're going to do. How are you going to feed these people? Well, may I suggest the Big Feed Party Pack from Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. Listen to this. Six people, okay? $31 to feed six people with a pound and a half of pulled pork or pulled chicken, 3 pints of sides. That's a lot of food. Feeding six people for $31. How do you do that? That's really a great stuff. There's a feed four pack for $21. That includes a pound of pulled pork and two pints and sides. I mean, this is great stuff. Let's say you want to watch the game there. Well, they have a 30-degree beer out there because they have 8 beers on tap at Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. And I'm talking about something, not only the best barbecue, but a great atmosphere, and you got all the TVs and the full-service bar out there, and the incredible original recipes for barbecue baked beans, potato salad, coleslaw, homemade chips, and then, of course, you got your ribs and your barbecued turkey and the chicken, all prepared fresh daily at Smokehouse Pit Barbecue, 10 miles from downtown Montgomery on Main Street in Millbrook. You know you want some.
I did a reconnaissance run downstairs. 85 is moving again. Let's get the rest of the roads from Skipper.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Well, I-65 and 85 are looking pretty good now through downtown Montgomery. We got a brisk business going on as far as cars on the road, but no accidents anywhere. The Boulevard is very heavy, 231 out of Wetumpka. A lot of traffic there, as well as Atlanta Highway and Madison into downtown. Where's Ferry at Macklemore? We got a disabled vehicle in the road blocking both lanes. If you're coming out of the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge into town, that could be a little bit of a problem for you. Also, the train is holding things up as well. It's kind of like a double hit right there for the next few minutes. Use caution, drive carefully. Hey, you're looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, precision machining. Call Trenum State now. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yesterday, Rich and I figured out a great way to get together and chat, and that's to do IVs. At Infusion,
yeah.
At the same time.
Talk to that nice lady over there about
Allison.
Yeah. But also the lady that was getting...
Oh, yeah, the
talked
president.
Her into some glutathione, and she was sounded really excited because I love the glutathione.
Well, she loves the IVs, and that's something you can have added on at Infusion. But between the time change and just the crazy schedule, I've been kind of feeling sluggish. So I made it a point to get over there by the end of the week and get that vitamin infusion straight into the vein.
Yep.
That you can get at Infusion Cryo and Laser. Easy to find. They've got a brand new building, very spacious, and they offer the whole array of services. It's all on the menu, including the original cryotherapy, 3 minutes that recharges your body and helps you heal. Joey's a big fan of that. We do the vitamin IVs, but you can tweak those in specific ways depending on what your need is. When I started doing keto, I did the I forget what the specific vitamin is, but it helps boost metabolism. Just ask for the metabolism boosting IV if you're interested. that's what it does. And the thing is, you could take pills that might help you accomplish things, even vitamin pills, mm-hmm. but your system does not ingest everything that you take in. Your stomach, it's a bit fussy, but when it goes straight in through an IV, you're getting all of it and the immediate benefit. Partying too hard, they have an IV vitamin therapy for that as well. Plus, the red light room. It's laser stimulation, body-wide.
I want to do that.
Oh, it's great.
I want to try
that. Let me know when you want to go. I'll set it up.
Thanks.
Because I like you have the experience. It stimulates cell regeneration externally. You just stand there. It feels great. None of this hurts. Plus, they have a chiropractor in-house. I'm going to be doing acupuncture next week for the first time. They got you covered at Infusion. State-of-the-art solutions for all your healthcare needs. Call them at 296-1662 or learn more about them online at infusioncryoandlaser.com. I think when we come back, we should give Rich the final gift.
Oh, geez.
The final gift.
Oh, my, no.
That sounds horrible.
Oh, no.
Danny, I love you, Benny. You'll have a new daddy soon.
The final gift.
The final gift.
Ever.
I made it sound like the weakest link. You are the weakest link. Remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
That was a thing for about 10 minutes.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Juliet Brooks. Here's a look at some of your Friday headlines. As expected, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions will attempt to win back his old U.S. Senate seat in Alabama, possibly replacing Democratic Senator Doug Jones, who won that seat back in 2017. He released the video announcement Thursday on YouTube. Sessions long held that seat before he stepped down to serve as President Donald Trump's first attorney general. Here's a breaking news update. Ibrahim Yazid, the man wanted in connection with the disappearance of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard, is now in police custody. Yazid was captured by U.S. Marshals early Friday morning in Escambia County, Florida. Police say that after looking at the evidence in the case, they determined Yazid was in the same location where Anaya Blanchard was last seen and was involved in taking her against her will. Those are some of your Friday headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Crowd, 100,000 people shout out loud. Whoa!
After 8, the Duncan Sun Predictathon is posted on my Facebook page. Go make a prediction and win big if you are the first person to correctly predict the outcome of the big game on Saturday. We have 66 posted so far with a $250 gift account at any of Don Duncan's three locations, plus the works, a full service on your vehicle. That's worth over $300. And all it takes is 2 seconds to find my page, Greg Budell, on Facebook. It's the page that has a guy in a grocery store holding a tub of I Can't Believe Epstein Killed Himself butter.
It looks like I Can't Believe It's Not Butter.
That has become such a thing. There was a guy that was on Fox News talking about that hero dog.
Yeah.
And at the very end, he said, by the way, Epstein didn't kill himself. I mean, it's really become a thing. The birthday, you passed 200 already.
Good God.
With almost 100 comments.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a lot of comments on this sharp-dressed guy.
Oh.
You should share that one so people can see that.
I don't like to promote myself.
Of course you don't. Well, but it shows the breakfast you serve. So.
Are you ready for the final gift?
Oh, my. Ever.
Get to work!
That sounds so bad.
Ever. I know. The final gift.
Ironically, later that day he died.
Don't say that. Take that back, because then... Oh, my God. I have set myself up for endless grief.
Well, you've already said LSU's going to win.
Yeah, that's true. But that's because, I got to be honest, I'm just telling you, Bob's, you know, it made me nervous. So I figured the best thing I could do for the Tide is to predict a loss, because I'm always wrong. So I'm helping them. I'm not hurting them. I think we'll have animal stories. It's kind of a mixed bag group of stories, but... You know, finding something for you.
Here's your final gift.
Yeah, there you go.
Ever.
And we wrapped it nice. It's something that should grow in value.
Should also not be shaken.
Oh. Should be stirred.
Sorry, puppy.
Yeah, we had Bailey Clone this year for your birthday, so now you got two. How about that, pretty girl? Oh, and by the way, there's a gift wrap hunk of meatloaf on your desk in the weather center.
Oh, nice. As my mom would say, save the bow.
Hey, those bows are beautiful.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time wrapping those gifts. Oh, my God.
B-S. I got safety scissors.
Yeah.
That's how they trust radio personalities. Here's a pair of safety scissors for the studio.
All right. Come on.
Be careful with those, because it might be your final gift if you're not careful with those scissors.
Well, he was opening his birthday present when he sliced his cardioid artery.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm pretty sure you can't do much harm with these scissors. But we're getting there. We're getting there.
Of course, the older you get, the tougher these, you know, that scotch tape seems to get.
I know.
Look at him. Look at him ripping into this glass.
Rawr. All right, what do we got here?
What do we got here?
Ooh.
Oh, it's a green box.
Very nice container here.
It contains...
What's in this? How do I...
You're going to cut yourself
open? Yeah, no, I know how you get this open. I need my glasses on. That's when you get that open. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
That is a baseball.
That is an official Major League Baseball.
Autographed.
Autographed by...
Ronald Acuna.
Get out of here. That is amazing.
That autograph already has more value than anybody else on the team, including Freddie Freeman and some of the other people.
I'm not going to be like the kid in Sandlot and use it in a real game.
No, there's actually, unfortunately, the one thing that was supposed to come didn't, and that's a little mount for the ball.
So. Oh, this is so cool.
But if he keeps playing like he has the last couple of years, it may be worth like a Babe Ruth baseball.
Jeez, thanks, guys. You know I'm a baseball fan?
We were hoping you were.
And
yeah,
I heard you mention something about the Braves recently.
Man. I think so. It was either the Braves or the Indians, and so we went with the Braves.
You mean the National League Eastern Division winners? Yeah.
The last two seasons, those Braves, and the guy that won the Silver Slugger Award.
And they got Acuna for 10 years, right?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, man, did he leave a lot of money on the table.
I know. He's probably thought about that a few times.
On the other hand, when say, hey, here's $100 million, signed for 10 years. You want to take a chance that you might not blow out an ear or something?
Well, this is going in a very special place on my mantle.
Small brass mount that's coming, and I'll get that to you ASAP.
Wow, thank you, guys. That's great. That's great.
What do you get for the weatherman who has
anyone
everything?
Anyone play with the ball?
Isn't he?
Adorable.
Yes, he is. Applied Security brings us the rocket scientist every day. And in case you missed it earlier this morning, our rocket scientist is Democratic presidential hopeful Kamala Harris, who yesterday thought, here's the key to winning election, getting the nomination, 3 more hours in school for kids. When the time they're spending now isn't working out well.
The idea I really hate is a longer school day. It's not my favorite place. Don't be true, cause I don't like school.
No! Kamala Harris doesn't care if I've got any time to just hang out with all my friends and post selfies online. It would be terrible to be at my school stuck inside. They'll keep us there till it's almost night. Now move! A longer day of school, a longer day of school. Don't want longer days of school, don't want longer days of school. A longer day of school, a longer day of school.
824, go on to spotcrime.com. Take a look, because not all crimes make the news. You need to know what's going on around you. And just over the last few days, within 5 miles in the 36117 area code, which is pretty much the length of it, burglary, theft on McGee Road, theft on Clement Curve, theft on Shadow Lane, theft on Canterbury Court, burglary on Wiley Road, theft on Primrose Lane.
Do you get any? Does this? You can. Did they email you?
They can send alerts. Yes, spotcrime.com. This is the reason why, if you want that the best possible security for your home, family, and business, call Applied. They're local. Applied Security, Mark and Vicky, been doing this since 1987, and I'm happy to say I've heard some families locally have used them on our recommendation. They have great technologies available. They've been protecting us for 15 years here. Their number is 279-8338. They do homes, residential, commercial, you name it. They can keep your property covered, and they can take over your existing monitoring starting at $30 a month. Or under at Applied Security, 279-8338, Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number 276.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, I-65 and 85 are looking good through downtown Montgomery right now. The Boulevard, we are busy in spots, but everything is rolling along nice and smooth. We have no accidents on the Atlanta Highway. A little busy at Federal Drive and Atlanta Highway and on into downtown. Everybody's getting into work and things are beginning to quiet down just a bit. Drive carefully. Be safe out there today. We will keep you updated on traffic right here. Premier Place Shopping Center has so much for you. GameStop is a gamer's paradise. Lindmark can help you financially. And there's a lot of shopping and eating. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which is stocked full of new truckloads of beautiful rustic furniture all throughout Alabama. The rustic look is in high demand, and Depot Furniture Gallery has beautiful choices to choose from. In fact, if it's the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire river region you're looking for, you have a new option at Rustic Relic at 706 2nd Avenue in Clanton. When you visit the Depot Furniture Gallery, you're going to fall in love with the rustic style of furniture, especially the pieces with the sliding barn doors. They also have those rustic entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, accent consoles, coffee and end tables, and more at the Depot Furniture Gallery. The Depot is located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations include Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, Arab, and now inside of Rustic Relics in Clanton. For more information, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ooh, I thought I saw a putty cat.
That's no putty cat. That's Simba, the News Talk elephant. Roll time. It's time for today's edition of Animal Stories on News Talk 93.1 FM. Wolfman, bring us to the vocal, please. All right, our top story is about an orangutan that's been granted personhood. A 33-year-old orangutan named Sandra. For all those who are named Sandra who happen to be humans, this is in no way, shape, or form intended to make you feel like an orangutan or infer that you look like one. That just happens to be how they named this one in Argentina. Settling into new surroundings at the Center for Great Apes in Central Florida.
Patty. Center for Great Apes. Hey, Mom, let's go to the Center for Great Apes.
Patty Reagan, director of the center in Washula, Florida, Gesundheit, says Sandra is very sweet and inquisitive and is adjusting to her new home. Sandra was born in Germany.
Germany?
Germany.
What's wrong with the orangutans we got?
They orangutan pretty good, don't they?
Spent 25 years at the Buenos Aires Zoo before arriving in Florida November 5th. Judge Eleanor Liberatore's landmark ruling in 2015 declared that Sandra is legally not an animal, but a non-human person, thus entitled to some legal rights enjoyed by people. That's what they told her, and now she's at the Great Ape Sanctuary with better living conditions. With that ruling, I wanted to tell society something, says the judge. Animals are sentient beings, and that the first right they have is our obligation to respect them. But without a clear alternative, Sandra remained at the antiquated zoo, which closed 3 years ago until leaving for the U.S. late September. She was in quarantine for a month at Sedgwick County Zoo in Kansas before arriving in Florida. At the center, Sandra joins 21 other orangutans and 31 chimney pansies rescued or retired from circuses, stage shows, and the exotic pet trade. It's dead, but a snow crab, since we're talking about creatures, caught in Japan was auctioned for a record $46,000. Not stone crab, snow crab. The Tottori Prefecture Fisheries Association said the 2.7-pound Itsusiki Shobi crab boasts a 5.7-inch shell, was caught at the start of the fishing season Tuesday and sold at auction for $46,000. That's about $23,000 an ounce. And will soon be served with, what do we like on crab?
What do we like on crab? Butter.
Butter. Butter on the crab.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm thinking lobster. No, crab.
Crab meat is,
what do you put on crab meat?
I don't know, but I love West Indies salad with crab meat.
Man. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is great.
I think, I love crab cakes, a Dijon-based. You know who would know? In fact, why are we wasting our time? We should just ask Paul at the Seafood Bistro what he'd recommend.
Well, he would recommend that dragon sauce, which I don't know. Yeah, that might actually be pretty good on there.
Especially on a crab cake.
I'm curious if that would what that would taste like. But you can get a lot of stuff here at the Seafood Bistro. 1651 Perry Hill Road is where they're located. And don't forget, if you're preparing for the game tomorrow, guess what Chef Paul Doe has for you? Chicken wings. You can get a large order of wings. You can double that. You can get all kinds of different things. And the flavors. Honey mustard, lemon pepper, buffalo, Craven Cajun, honey barbecue, Saigon, sweet heat, and a lot more as well. You can find all of this online with their menu. It is at theseafoodbistro.com. You have to have the word "the" in there. Theseafoodbistro.com. You can see the entire menu. And you can also put in for an order as well. And they'll have it ready for you to come by and pick it up. You can also dine in if you'd like to. You can call them at 279-7500. Or you can use one of the delivery apps and have it brought to you if you would like to do it that way as well. It is the Seafood Bistro. They open up at 11 a.m. today and every day. They've got later hours for tonight and tomorrow night as well. So make sure you don't forget to like them and follow them on Facebook.
Have you been outside?
It is. It's a bit nipply out. I mean nippy out.
Let's find out more.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
My gosh, what a big change. In the middle of the night, the cold front that brought the rain overnight has slipped through the area, and the colder air is now funneling into the state, and you can feel it funnel. Breezy, much cooler today. High temperature barely up to about 58. Later, but gusty north winds, and they are very gusty right now, 12 to 22 miles per hour and higher, they'll die down tonight as the sky is gradually clear, overnight low 36, patchy frost by first thing in the morning, by about dawn, and then cool sunshine for the day on Saturday with a high around 61. In Tuscaloosa, it'll only stay, I think, in the 50s, and then 30s again tomorrow night. Then a little warmer by Sunday afternoon, upper 60s, nice day, near 70 on Veterans Day. I think we're dry during the day, but a chance of showers on Monday night before the second cold front arrives. That's the big deal cold front. The Arctic cold front arrives. And so by Tuesday and Wednesday, we are drastically colder with Arctic air in place. And the coldest temperatures we've seen since, probably since last fall. Right now, this morning, we have mostly cloudy skies, 53 degrees, north winds at 19, gusting to 25 miles per hour here at 834. 834, you know what I mean? That's right. There's something wrong.
Something wrong with this toilet. Who am I going to call?
I'm going to call Plumbing by Luquire, because this toilet just, I mean, plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's leaking, too. Look. Anyway, they're ready to go, and they never charge overtime.
I thought he was going for the leak.
regardless of when you call. So anything from broken pipes to installing a new water heater, they're going to take care of you at Plumbing by Luquire. They're fully bonded and insured. They never charge overtime. They guarantee all their plumbing repairs for 1 year. I've used them for many things over the years, including, recently an issue in the master bathroom where I called them out, and they fixed that, and then they discovered there was another issue, and so they took care of that as well. As they say at Plumbing by Luquire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbyluquire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 824-9717. Oh, that's a bigger problem than I thought.
We're going to need a bigger plumber. It is 8:35. It's been, first part of the morning, traffic was pretty bad. Things have calmed down. I went outside and checked. 85 mm-hmm. is now moving smoothly and lightly in both directions at 8:36. Here's the rest of the story from Skipper.
Keeping you updated, this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, and we actually have nothing to tell you about at this time. There are no accidents around the area causing any problems. We've still got a good bit of cars on the boulevard. Atlanta Highway is still a little bit busy into downtown. Interstate 65 and 85 are rolling a speed limit drive through downtown Montgomery. We are looking pretty good everywhere. Drive safely. We will keep you updated throughout the day if any traffic problems pop up. Hey, you don't have to fight with your pet for a turkey leg this Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Dalia Brooks. Here's a look at some of your Friday headlines. Here's an update to a breaking news story. Ibrahim Yazid, the man wanted in connection with the disappearance of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard, now in police custody. Yazid was captured by U.S. Marshals early this morning in Escambia County, Florida. Police say that after looking at evidence in the case, they determined Yazid was in the same location where Anaya Blanchard was last seen and was involved in taking her against her will. Some political news now. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions will attempt to win back his old U.S. Senate seat in Alabama, possibly replacing Democratic Senator Doug Jones, who won the seat back in 2017. He released that video announcement Thursday on YouTube. Sessions long held that seat before he stepped down to serve as President Donald Trump's first attorney general. And those are some of your Friday headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, take charge and get the kids and grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with an American Landmaster go-kart. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and an American Landmaster go-kart is fun and safe. These two-seater go-karts are equipped with a three-point safety harness, protective enclosures, and hydraulic brakes. So with layaway or 0% interest financing or payments as low as $30, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with an American Landmaster go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at AutoSaveTires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It might seem lazy taking half a day, but no one wants to work on Friday. 'Cause a three-day weekend is on the way.
What the hell? We might as well leave early today. The office is empty. Spend the morning playing Candy Crush in the bathroom. The office is empty. It's a barren ghost town once the clock on the wall hits two. The office is empty. We'll be back until Tuesday, and that is very cool. The office is empty. Co-workers leaving now, and that means so are you.
It is a three-day weekend for many. Monday is Veterans Day. We will be here saluting our veterans. Don't forget, on Veterans Day, Don Duncan, just bring any card or anything that shows your veteran status. They'll give you an oil change for free.
That is, I love that.
Does that every year.
Yeah, that's great. That's excellent.
It is 8:40. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Carey.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. The dumbest of the dumb. Starting with the guy in Oklahoma, where the wind comes racing down the plain.
Something like that, yeah.
I think I have that. I actually do think I have that. This
probably a parody version.
Well, yeah, they're all parody.
That's all you've got to
I don't know if it's a Friday or a Monday parody. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
I'm so behind.
So behind.
Monday morning. Okay, so I'll play it Monday. Okay. It's good. 38-year-old David Rasmussen of Oklahoma City.
Rasmussen?
He and a friend were busted Tuesday trying to steal an ATV from someone's home. David was wearing a T-shirt that said, quote, "Ain't nothing illegal till you get caught."
Guess what happened?
He was arrested.
He got caught.
And yes, when they searched his property, they found he'd stolen a lot more stuff, too, which, based on his shirt, is now officially illegal since he'd been caught.
When you get me a T-shirt like that?
Our second nominee is from Wisconsin, Oak Creek specifically. Police there got a very strange call around 11 o'clock this past Sunday. Somebody reported a driver swerving all over the road. When police caught up to the driver, they found out why. He had a chicken on his shoulder, a live chicken.
Okay.
For whatever reason, he was inebriated. It's not clear what was causing the swerving, the inebriation or a restless chicken.
On his shoulder.
On his shoulder. I mean, that's just weird. And our third nominee, I mean, at some level, this guy has a streak of evil genius.
Okay.
He's a man in Iowa serving a life sentence, but he recently underwent a procedure in the prison where his heart stopped. So he's now gone to court arguing that since he died, his life sentence should be over and be free to go.
Oh, that's interesting.
He died on the table. They resuscitated him, and he's alive again. But he says since he was dead, clinically dead, that should mark the end of his sentence. So far,
yeah,
he hasn't found a judge buying that story. How about that? So who's the dumbest?
What do you think? What is it, Jay? First, you got to
good guy. Good for being creative on the. Hey, I died. Isn't it over?
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
What else you got to lose? I suppose. Yeah. Right?
But I'm going with who? What was the
18?
The name. What was the guy's name again?
Rasmussen. Rasmussen.
Who lives in Rochester?
Rochester. Yeah, that's the guy with ain't nothing illegal till you get caught.
Right.
Yeah. Advertising. That's pretty good. Yeah. Let's. I think he's a worthy winner.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
A couple of other weird stories. North Carolina woman won a $50,000 lottery jackpot 3 days before her wedding. Scored another big win on her one-year anniversary. Gina Harrell of Vanceboro told North Carolina education lottery officials her first brush with luck came a year ago October. She won $50,000. And then she won a $5,000 prize from their scratch-off drawing 1 year later on the anniversary of the wedding.
She's a lot luckier than I am. I'll never win anything.
Yeah, I think the best ticket I had was $164. That was a long time ago when $164 meant something.
I hit the jackpot yesterday at Kohl's. I had about five things to hand him. You know, said, I don't know which one of these work. All five of them worked. You just saved $18 million.
Wow. Yeah. Did they pay you to leave the store? Because sometimes it works out that way. Swami is great. She is the ultimate Kohl's shopper. I don't think she ever pays for a thing. Between the Kohl's cash, the discount you get on the mailer thing and all that. 8:45, we've given Rich his final gift.
I know.
And now we're going to give you, our listeners,
I love you guys. I miss you, dude.
Our final traffic.
Updated. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, and we actually have nothing to tell you about at this time. There are no accidents around the area causing any problems. We've still got a good bit of cars on the boulevard. Atlanta Highway is still a little bit busy into downtown. Interstate 65 and 85 are rolling a speed limit drive through downtown Montgomery. We are looking pretty good everywhere. Drive safely. We will keep you updated throughout the day if any traffic problems pop up. Hey, you don't have to fight with your pet for a turkey leg this Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Riverside Chevrolet or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Riverside Chevrolet, Alabama's truck and automobile leader. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yes, they are.
You have a large window in front of you to keep doing what you're doing.
Wow.
But you'll learn, like I did, that now it takes all night to do what you used to do all night. So there you go. We're going to go see No Girls Allowed, the Battle of Midway.
Is that the official title?
No Girls Allowed, Midway.
That's the 4K yes. version.
Yeah. We would like two for No Girls Allowed, Midway.
Yes. actually, the name is Bowie. Now, they went to great lengths to make an authentic version of the actual battle in 1976 and mm-hmm. got some big-name actors in it. Henry Fonda, Charlton Heston, Glenn Ford, a whole bunch of others. But they had to soap it up with a stupid nagging wife for Charlton Heston, and then his son, who was played by Edward Albert, not Eddie Albert from Green Acres, but Edward,
yeah.
was a whiny-ass little bitch of a boy who just... seriously, he was... he ruined the movie. And of course, he's got to have a Japanese girlfriend. Scene. So Charlton Heston, who was angry because the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, is gonna, it's just stupid. You watch the movie, you totally forget what a miracle it was, how America came out in that thing. So let's hope they kept the crap out of this one, Rich.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But, yeah, war movie this weekend. Wow, cool.
What is the... Well, you know what? I already closed my browser. I'm curious what the tomatoes are telling
us. Yeah, well,
us.
Is it a good movie or...
I don't know.
We haven't heard a lot of... talk about it.
Gonna check me on the Rotten Tomatoes.
No, you know what? I haven't seen a trailer on the channels that we'd like to watch.
Right.
You'd think they'd be all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully it's good. Hopefully you guys like it.
What did they say?
35%.
Oh.
I hope they don't do to this what they ruined that movie Pearl back in 2001.
Oh, Pearl Harbor?
With CGI.
Pearl Harbor's horrible.
Ben Affleck.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking, and that little love story that they threw in...
See, that's what they do to these movies, is put dumb girl stuff in there.
Last really great war movie I saw was Dunkirk, but with an honorable mention going, because it wasn't really a film.
35%.
But was the They Shall Not Grow Old, which was that, you know.
Yeah, and Darkest Hour was awesome, too.
Documentary that we, you know, that we had seen.
We saw Darkest Hour, and we said, if he doesn't get the Best Actor Oscar for that, then the whole
Oldman, Gary Oldman, my gosh. He became Winston Churchill, right?
I forgot John Lithgow was Churchill in The Crown, because I'm going back and watching all that.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And so the new Crown is coming out real soon here. Huh?
The 17th.
Oh, all right. Nice. Yeah. About a week away. A little bit more.
Oh, I was going to say Jonathan Lithgow. I ran into him in New York once, but I'm thinking of Ed Begley. You can't tell him apart.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like Joey and Jack are exactly alike. Sometimes I say, which one are you again?
I get them confused all the time. That's why I ask them to wear separate shirts. It's 8:52. Maybe we should invite young Joey to join us.
For the war movie?
No. Just what we need is a millennial in a movie that he has that probably never even heard of Midway.
Have you heard of World War II? Did you hear World War II?
They teach you that at Kaplan?
He doesn't like that.
You mean the War of German Aggression?
Is that what that was? Meanwhile, he's fighting the world of microaggression. Okay, boomer. Hate that. That is the most obnoxious.
I know.
Stupid.
Especially since we're boomers.
Yeah. And we know things that they don't, like where to buy furniture.
Oh, yeah. Do you know where?
ShopWiser by Kaiser.
There you go.
Just for starters.
There you go, millennials.
You're going to save money.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because they are not within the 10% taxing district of the city of Montgomery. It's 8.25. But it's what you save that's really impressive. Stella's our contact at Kaiser Fine Furnishings. And when you know kind of what you're looking for and what your approximate budget is, she can line up choices for you. I mean, many more. We went to look for a recliner. We had 10 of them lined up in our price range within a few minutes. If you open up a Synchrony bank account with Kaiser, you qualify for a $50 gift card, and you can pay interest-free for 18 months. So really, get what you want and not have to worry about interest charges running up. And it's a big functional building. Wear comfortable shoes because there's a lot to see. Incredible choices. Save up to 60% on furniture in that functional, practical warehouse at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, just before you get to the Capitol, Oyster Bar on Wetumpka Highway. 8:54.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
After digital deepfakes have recreated James Dean, current movies will now star more actors from the golden age of Hollywood, like Jimmy Stewart as Darth Vader.
Hello? The thing is, see, it's, how do I put this? It's sort of a, oh, geez, I'm your father. Come here, son.
And Avatar, starring Katharine Hepburn.
I'm on Pandora, looking for an obtainer.
premium.
James Cagney as the Joker.
You dirty bat.
Ethel Merman as a Ghostbuster.
Who you're gonna call Ghostbusters?
And Charlton Heston as Aquaman.
Get your stinking flippers off me, you damn dirty dolphin.
It's Actors of the Golden Age in modern cinema. Well, it's not really cinema, according to Martin Scorsese.
All right, 8:56 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Yesterday was Tongue Twister Day, so we had Seth Spotlow in on the afternoon, and I'm trying to cultivate his broadcasting skills because he's got a great voice.
Uh-huh.
So we had him do some tongue twisters yesterday.
Okay.
Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said the butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter, but a bit of better butter will make my batter better. If you put Bader in there, substituting Eddie for, you really got it going.
That's great.
Betty Bader bought some butter, but she said the butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter, but a bit of better butter will make my batter better. So 'twas Eddie Bader bought a bit of better butter.
I used to love this one. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
He would as much as he could, and chuck as much wood as a woodchuck could if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
Seashells. She sells seashells by the seashore.
By the way, can we stop with Andy Griffith and Opie playing football and getting into fights? Opie's a wimp.
Yeah.
And every time I look at that show, they're trying to tell me that Opie's this big, tough kid. He weighed about 50 pounds. Yeah. Cut the crap, Andy. You too, Aunt B.
He'd be a millennial today, right?
Aunt B walks like she's standing on a Roomba. That was my brilliant observation Roomba. From yesterday. All right. Do we have an Eddie Bader better butter? We do.
$25 at the pizza place.
At the pizza place? Wow. You can get one of those giant
oh my God.
Pizzas at the pizza place. Our winning number is...
Number 42.
That is...
Jackie Robinson.
No. It's a person by the name of LJ.
LJ. Well, it kind of leaves it open. I mean,
yeah.
Larry Johnson could call, or Laura Jacobs could call, or Lena Johansson could call. You just don't know.
Johansson.
Yeah. All right, up next, the merch from Don Duncan, American Tire and Auto.
Well, this is ironic. We pulled 42 at first. Now this is 41.
No. Well, I thought I would have it there. Roy B.
Paging
Roy
B.
Roy.
We just drew your name and you,
Roy,
won the works from Don Duncan All American Tire Auto. All right. Next up, we have a tailgate to go package from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, tray of wings. You got gooey fries with that, chips, salsa, queso, gallon of Red Diamond iced tea, and the winning number is...
Number four.
Oh, let me scroll a little bit, yeah?
Get your squiltum.
Papa John.
Papa John, all right!